I've never been asked to truly reflect on any passage. And I had to do this because I had to stand in front of people. And I'm truly grateful for that experience. This passage can read pretty brutally. We're spearing sides, breaking legs, the inconvenience of having people hang on the cross to get in the way of everyday life. But this passage, I thought, was also about how just extraordinary Jesus is, even in his death. He's so extraordinary, blood and water pours out of him when he's pierced, and we're told that this is extraordinary because the author makes a point of telling us that this is true. I also take away from this that Jesus, who's humiliated with a crown of thorns on his head, pinned to the cross, pierced with a sword, manages to keep his dignity. He is crystal clear on his purpose in our life, and nothing anyone does or says to him has any impact on this. He dies quickly and quietly. He knows why he's put on earth, and I can't help but to be in awe on how he handles it. I certainly would not handle it the same way. I could reflect more on Jesus. After all, today is all about his death for us. But as my son likes to remind me every Sunday, Jesus, 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 it's all we talk about. So he's listening. What moved me when I read through this passage a bunch of times, and what made me uncomfortable, is how everyone else around him behaves. And I was told to go after what causes you discomfort. So that's what I'm going to focus on a little bit here. Specifically, the soldiers, who are not Jews, they have no allegiance to them, their laws, or their traditions. They easily, without objection, follow their orders. Jesus isn't the first person they've ever crucified, I'm sure. It's probably part of the job description as far as biblical times go. But it's still uncomfortable for me to think about. I was once a soldier. I had no allegiance to the Iraqi people and followed my orders to support my mission. Sorry. I did not think about who they were. Their lives are what we were really there for. We always think we're on the right side of the story. The Jews demanded that Jesus be crucified, but it was the soldiers that carried it out. We have the aftersight of thousands of years to see that it was unjust, but it also had to happen. Yet still, I would not want to be that soldier, in retrospect realizing what I took part in. But a part of me is. And yet it had to happen to help shape who I am today. To know we're all something, a part of something bigger. To make deliberate decisions of who I want to become. I'm never done trying to be that person, much better version of me. After his confirmed death, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus gave him a quiet burial with dignity. They were scared during the crucifixion, but still decided to bury him. They were not following anyone's orders, but doing what came from their heart. We should all strive, I should strive to be more like Jesus. It's a tall order and very difficult. It was just perfect. Right now, I prefer to see myself and the people around Jesus. In their point, in their part, in my part, in a much bigger story. The soldier following orders or the quiet compassion from Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus. I may look back. Not like the discomfort from what really jumps out at me, but I take comfort in knowing that I strive to be like Jesus with purpose and intention. I may be someone else in the story, and that's okay, because Jesus died for this, for me, for all of us. And what I can do is uphold my end of the bargain by trying to have my own laser focus on my purpose. Things may not make sense today, but with purpose, they would be part of a greater, bigger story. The passage ends with the burial of Jesus. That could be that and no more. But in life and death, there's always more. We just don't know what it is yet, and that's faith.